And those of you teleconferencing in, please mute your phones.
Okay, I'd like to begin by doing a process. Okay, so I'm going to call in the light, and there's no right answer, wrong answer. Okay, I'm going to call in the light of the Most High because that's what we work with here. It's the frequency that emanates from the Lord God. Okay, so Lord God, send us your light. We put this time together into your light for the highest good. And what I'd like to do is just have you get nice and quiet and answer a simple question. Okay, and whatever comes, comes. Okay, when you evaluate yourself, what is the standard that you use? What's the standard that you use? Okay, would anyone like to share? And you could just go ahead, call out and I'll repeat.
I go with a standard that I've set for myself.
Your own standard? Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else in phone land?
Dr. Lane?
Uh-huh.
I still go by do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Okay. So treat others like you'd want them to treat you. Okay. Okay. In your case, I'm very sorry that you haven't reversed it. And do unto yourself as you would like others to do to you. Okay.
Mm.
Go ahead, Dodie.
Mine is commit, like how if I've been in integrity with my commitments.
Okay. Ah, okay, good. Okay, so up until now, it's been how you've been in alignment with your commitments, and from now on, it's really how much have I grown in love of God. Okay. Any other standards that anyone here? One more. Well, too bad. Come on.
No, I wasn't.
I don't care. Come on.
Oh, well, what came to me was fulfilling my purpose here, which is coming to know myself through service. Service is what came to me.
Okay. All right. So how much you do service or how well you do service?
No, well, or using it to lift and grow, like to do service.
To do service.
I mean, to spend my life coming to know myself as spirit and as part of doing that.
Okay, is doing service. Okay, with a loving heart. To lift and grow. Okay, all right. Okay, so you can see we also have different criteria, as it were. But how do we use it? Okay. By the way, how many of you came to tonight's talk because I'm just so good looking and so charming that you couldn't resist? Okay, I appreciate ladies of excellent taste, and okay, I appreciate that. Although I'm a little surprised that everybody at the other end of the phone who can't see me raised his or her hand. But okay, so all right, so and the others made an evaluation as well. Okay, that some made an evaluation. Okay, I'm going to come because he's so good looking and handsome, and others made an evaluation that I'm coming here to lift and grow and to learn. Okay? And in the word evaluation is a value. There's a value. You're valuing something. Okay. All right. Now, remember I told you the story of how I was doing cross-country skiing and it was a horrendous course. They shouldn't have opened it that day. It was all like icy and just horrible conditions. And I stopped to rest, and as I'm resting, I thought, oh, how am I doing? And as soon as I had that thought, I started, even though I was standing still, falling. My skis just started to separate, and I just started to fall. Okay. And I realized at that moment that I had separated myself from the spirit, from being centered. And the moment I went into a mentalization of how am I doing, I had separated myself. And because I had separated myself, I lost my power. Okay, because the power is in being with spirit. It's not power from me, but it's power from the spirit that I am. Okay, and I noticed that a lot of you'll use evaluation in a very negative way, okay? And you'll use it as criticism, okay? And you'll hold it against yourself, okay? So, for example, okay? I have two ways of valuing or evaluating my jump shot in terms of eds, okay? I could have what a lot of you do, and that is, oh my gosh, you know, I'm no good, I've got a terrible shot, you know, I can't get off the ground high enough, or I don't have enough arch on the ball, whatever it is, okay, and my jump shot just isn't a game winner, okay, or I can go, okay, Ed's got a great jump shot. What's he doing? What makes it so great? Okay? And then I'll break it down and evaluate, and then I'll use it to strive and incorporate that and learn and take it in and aspire to it. Okay? Or to give you another example, you all know my sordid basketball history against my son. Okay, that I have, I don't know, probably at least 17, 18 years now, I have yet to win a game against him. Okay, there have been about two or three times where I've had a lead, sometimes 4-1, sometimes 7-4, you know, and he sort of smiles and then pours it on, leaves me in the dust. So I've never beaten him. All right, and that most likely won't change, but I was playing against him, and I made some move, and he said, oh, good move. And I said, wow, why was it so good? You know, because people with innate abilities, they just don't realize it, you know? So we stopped the game, and we broke it down. And it came down to like four or five different components, okay? Because you did this, you use your body this way, you put your foot here, and then you faked this way, went that way, et cetera, whatever it was. Okay? And, so I began to take each part and incorporate it, and so I could do it consciously. Okay? So, many of you, I noticed, get into a pattern of jealousy. And jealousy means that you can't have it. The other person can have it. So I have a choice. I can be jealous of Ed's ability with a jump shot, or I can incorporate what makes it so good and I can use it as a jumping off point. No pun intended, but that would be my jumping off point. Okay? Okay. You're having a day, and let's just say you've turned to doubt, fear, worry, concern, pain, separation, all the good stuff of negativity. Okay? You have two ways of working that, and that is blaming yourself, beating yourself up, and thinking that you failed, oh, I'm a terrible student, or I'll never get this. Or you can use it the other way. Okay, what do I need to do to choose into spirit, knowing myself as spirit, being more loving, whatever it is? and start building on that, okay? And many of you focus on your failures, okay? But you need to focus on your success. Even if it's a little bit of a success, you need to focus on that, okay? I was a great baseball player, Nolan Ryan. He lasted, I don't know how, 20-something years, pitched about 5 no-hitters, okay? And they asked him about his routine. And besides the yellow vegetables and riding the stationary bike, he said something really interesting. He said, I never work on correcting the flaws in my motion. I work on strengthening the parts of my motion and my release of the ball that work. He focused on what worked for him. Okay? And many of us, what we do is we get into blame, we get into lack, we get into pain, we get into judgment. Then we have a judgment, what happens is it sits there. We've judged ourselves. Okay, so now we have the karma, and then we have the judgment, then we have the judgment which helps keep the karma in place. See? And there's something in the human condition, the sense of unworthiness, that many of us spend a lot of time reinforcing that. Not good enough. You see, I'm not a good student. I chose into negativity. I chose into my hurt. I chose into my fear. Okay? But there's something when you do that, there's an inherent lie going on. And the lie is that I'm not spirit, okay? And the lie is that I am so, so special that I'm the only soul on this planet that does not have the Christed consciousness within me. Maybe asleep and maybe dormant, but I'm the only soul that doesn't have that, okay? So I can treat myself, because I don't have the Christed consciousness, I can treat myself with unconditional contempt, scorn, and a sense of unworthiness, okay? Instead of with unconditional love, okay? See, and it's interesting, unconditional love, Greek is agape, agape. The eye is wide open, okay? Which means that the spiritual eye is wide open, so that the eye is single. That's what says in the Bible. When the eye is single, the body is the light. So you have the single focus, the single eye, as it were. Okay? And yet you're pretending that it's not so. Okay? That you don't have to treat yourself with unconditional loving. So you create these judgments, which further entraps the hurt, the pain, the fear, the separation. And then you continue on your reincarnational patterns. But more than that, and more immediate than that, is the pain. People live in pain. Okay, and why the pain? Because they've forgotten what we're here for. And we're here for knowing ourselves as spirit and practicing proper identification. Okay, but think about it in a very rational, sane manner. Okay. How long did it take you to create the mess that you're in? You know? How long did it take you to create the karma that's with you? Okay? Let alone, how long did it take to create the karma that's stored for you, for future embodiments? How long? A lot of time. A lot of embodiments. A lot of choices into karma, into negativity. Okay, all right, so God in His kindness and His mercy gives you another life and all the lives that you need in a body so you can start to exercise your will in alignment with His and start to choose properly. Okay? So there's this patient and loving and kind and compassionate God, and there you are evaluating yourself and using it to put yourself down. Okay? Which further increases your separation, your hurt. You know? We're strange beings. We have it backwards. Okay? So what I'm asking you to do is when you evaluate, use it as a jumping off point without blame. Okay? And also, let me clarify this. Many of you hear blame, no blame to equal no responsibility. Okay? But nothing's further from the truth. Okay? You are responsible. Okay? And blaming yourself, it's a great way to pretend that you're not responsible. Okay? Or blaming somebody else. Okay? Like, I could blame Ed that he beat me in every game we've played because he cheated, because he's got the inherent, you know, skills that I don't have, etc., etc., on and on. Okay? And guess what that does? That keeps my negativity and resentment going, but also it doesn't help me exercise the responsibility of, hey, wait a second, if Ed's got game, let me learn from his game. Okay? Let me see how to work it and use it as a jumping off point. Okay, so as long as we're in blame, we're abdicating our responsibility. But we're responsible anyway. We're totally responsible. Okay? You can do it consciously or you can do it unconsciously. Unconsciously, you know, you create karma. Okay? Being consciously responsible, well, then you start to make choices away from the negativity. And you start to lift and you start to grow, you see? And if you made a decision, okay, you evaluate coming here, and it's a value, all right, I'm going to use it to lift and grow. And even if you're only in that moment of your decision, focus there, and then you forget about it, okay? You've somehow exercised a choice and a value. Okay, now the smart ones will stay in that force field of their evaluation. So, for example, I came here to lift and grow. Oh, okay. Well, then you'll work what you've learned here and lift and grow from what you've learned. Okay? In addition to the upliftment that happens spiritually while you're all gathered in what's called satsang. Okay? Because it looks like that's what's going on. Okay? But spiritually, that's not really not what's happening. Okay? What's happening is that we all sit in the oneness of whatever you want to call it, the Holy Spirit, the sound current, and we're being worked with and up-vibrated, etc. And there are certain spiritual agreements that happen with each soul present. Okay, and that's what goes on. Okay? This is the excuse for, okay? And the choice is participation or not, and we know how it works spiritually when you participate. Force field set up, you, if it's a time condition, well, then you say, okay, I'm participating by showing up and by appearing, dot, 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 and within yourself being present. Okay. But also, that's how you need to live your life. Show up, be present. Okay? But you can't be present if you're into jealousy, holding things against yourself, not good enough. Somebody's so much better than dot, 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 dot. And I'll never get that good, or I'll never have what they have, or any of that stuff. Okay? Or I don't like that person's politics. You know? They're a Republican, I'm a Democrat, or vice versa, or I'm an independent, or they're so conservative, or whatever it is. Okay? I've never seen a political party in spirit, so I don't even know what that's about. Okay? But we focus on our differences, we focus on our hurts and on our pain, and we increase it when we hear things as criticism. Okay, so for example, I was working with someone this morning, and I wanted to use a decision that she had made. Okay? And she went on this whole monologue about justifying her decision. I let it go on and on and on, and I said, well, you know, that's fine, but you don't have to justify it to me, but let's use your decision to lift and grow. And she got to take a look at what she was doing and what her decision had been based on, okay, and then used it to make a decision, hey, I'm not going to come from that place of fear anymore. Okay, I don't have to do that. Okay, now that's taking something, evaluating, just an objective thing, and using it to lift, okay? Or at the end of the day, you probably on some level do a quick, I hate to use this word, inventory of your day, okay, or what happened, all right? And I always find myself, yeah, I do that, and I see like kind of where I could have perhaps chosen differently, okay? And I just say a little prayer, okay, move me into greater love of the Spirit. Tomorrow, you know, I'll exercise that. Then, of course, the next day I'll do the same, so it's ever-increasing amounts of love, okay? But I can't do it if I go, oh, Dr. Lane, you really screwed up. I mean, you chose into this. What a dummy. You know? You should never have done that. You know, that was crazy. You know, it's kind of like going into a courtroom and the judge, instead of listening to arguments going on, said, boy, you're the dumbest thing I've ever seen. That was so stupid. You know? Or that's a silly argument. You know? Or boy, only an idiot would say that, you know, or do that, okay? Now, it's obviously absurd, okay? But that's what we do. We have this inner courtroom, you know, and there's like this Judge Judy to the 15th degree in there, just constantly coming at us. Constantly, constantly coming at us, okay? And that increases our hurt, our separation. When we evaluate things, we need to do it neutrally, we need to do it lovingly, okay? And we need to use the gold standard of how can I use this to fulfill the purpose of my life that God's given me. Can I know the purpose of human life is to know yourself as spirit, to have proper identification, and to be a lover of God, okay? And there's a way to do that. It's been here forever, okay? There's an initiatory way, a path to do that. It's the way of the Christ, and that's how it is, okay? But even if you choose other than that, you still have the same choices, and you still have the same responsibilities. You don't have to have your karma lifted and cleared this lifetime. You don't have to have the reincarnational patterns moved off you. You don't have to have the stored karma taken off you, if that's your choice. God's patient. You can have as many bodies as you need, okay? But while you have them and while you're in your present one, isn't it a lot nicer to sit in your body without the judgments, without the hurt of separation, without the pain, without the attachments, without the fear, without the blame? See? So if you use it to, okay, my evaluation, I can do better, and I'm gonna do better, and this is how I do better, and then do it. It's real simple, okay? All the other stuff doesn't change anything. It doesn't change a thing. Okay, you know, the moving finger having writ moves on. All your piety, nor all your tears will change a line of it, man. Nothing will change, okay? The blame doesn't change anything. The guilt doesn't change anything. The shame doesn't change anything. The hurt doesn't change anything, okay? It does make it harder to lift when you enter into that, okay? So my loving suggestion and my loving advice is evaluate and then use a jumping off point. How am I doing? I'm doing fine, and I'm doing finer at the next moment, and the next moment, and the next moment. And that's how we get refined into the spirit that we are. We make our choices without guilt, without blame, without shame, and we choose into spirit. We choose consciously to lift. I chose consciously to study Ed's jump shot and use it as a jumping off point. I chose very consciously that. And if I chose very consciously that, I didn't have to not choose to go into negativity. That never entered into it. I just focused on the positive, the spirit, and the upliftment. And if you focus into that, then you activate something in the reticular formation, and it becomes like a guiding principle. You know, and I'll leave you with one short recent event. I guess a great thing in aviation has been now the GPS. And they've been flying with systems on the ground for a long, long time. So even though every kind of phone has GPS, the first flight was the other day of a GPS system. And the pilot was specially selected, had trained specially on simulators, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, the flight happens, comes in for the landing, and he's going on his GPS, and he's coming in. And what happens? A 20 mile per hour tailwind. So he has to give up the GPS and use extremely high tech technology. He has to look out the window and fly the plane himself and turn it around and use the opposite runway. Okay? And many of us, that's what we have to do. We're on automatic, going against the spirit. We have to stop, look around, evaluate, do a 180, and consciously hands-on. He had to fly hands-on. We have to fly hands-on in our everydayness, moment to moment, choosing into the spirit. And to use all the negativity as a jumping off point, because that's why God put it in the system. All that hurt, pain, fear, and that negativity, that's what it's for, to strengthen us so that we can make a choice, so that when the soul is strong enough, it can be with the spirit, it can be with God. And the training is in while you're in the body. And by making that choice constantly, that's the strengthener, that's the spiritual gym. And I encourage you to do that, and we'll stop with that.